my pastor would say, go bomb it with the gospel. Those words are left in our hearts forever. It wasn't easy for him to do the work. There was suffering, tears, sadness, and deceptions. But every tear shed was transformed into a leader, a pastor, and a servant of Jesus Christ. But the city of Arequipa was not only in the heart of Ronald Tobias. There was a burden in his heart for the world, to reach the world for Christ. Ronald Tobias and his family are sent through the Faith Baptist Church as missionaries to the Hispanics living in the USA. In Arequipa, Ronald Tobias pastored the Victory Baptist Church, a challenge that he accomplished with strength and effectiveness. Ronald Tobias was trained at the Macedonia Bible College in Arequipa, directed by Austin Gardner. Arequipa was where Ronald Tobias felt a great burden for the Hispanics living in the USA, because many of them think that they need more money, but in reality, the only thing that will help them is for someone to take them the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Hispanic population is growing by 3 people every 2 years. Yet there are very few people that are striving to reach this great multitude with the gospel. The people are waiting, and the challenge has been given. And now there's a man that is trained and ready to go. Please pray for the Tobias family that God would provide the needed support so that they can begin the work that God has called them to do.
La voz es del hermano Jaime Henlein.
This voice that you heard was Jay Henlein, who was here not too long ago.
Es un privilegio estar con ustedes en esta noche.
It's a privilege to be here tonight.
Lo que ustedes vieron en el video es cuando estaba pastoreando la iglesia en Perú.
They took pictures of this video while he was pastoring there in Peru.
Fui pastor de la iglesia La Victoria por 7 años.
He pastored the Faith Baptist Church for 7 years.
Nosotros, Dios me permitió empezar esa iglesia. Dios me permitió empezar la iglesia.
The Lord allowed him to begin this church.
En Perú, hace 10 años, había muy pocas iglesias bautistas.
Many years, there were only a few churches, Baptist churches there.
Hoy día hay muchas, gracias a Dios.
But today, there are many churches there.
Cuando empezamos la iglesia en un lugar donde no había agua, desagüe, ni luz.
When they started the church,
donde no había agua, desagüe, ni luz. No había, en el lugar donde empezamos la iglesia no había agua, desagüe.
Oh, they didn't have a place and they didn't have any lights or anything like that.
Era bastante difícil porque no había mucha gente.
It was very difficult because there are many people to reach.
Pero Dios bendijo ese lugar.
But the Lord blessed that place.
Cuando estaba estudiando en el segundo año de seminario,
when he was in his second year in the seminary,
mi pastor, el hermano Chris,
His pastor, Brother Chris,
me habló de este lugar.
Spoke to him about this place.
Yo fui a ver el lugar,
and he talked to him about this place
pero no
and
vi,
to see it.
Pero no había nada.
But they didn't have any way to go there.
No había vecinos.
No vecinos. No neighbors.
No había vecinos y yo no quería ir a ese lugar. No deseaba ir a ese lugar porque no había nada.
They had a problem going to this place. I don't understand Peruvian.
Thank you. Okay, entonces, pero al ver que la gente, yo empecé ahí, le dije a mi pastor que iba a estar 3 meses.
But they opened it, and after about 3 months, some people were.
Pero no quería estar más tiempo.
But No more until that time.
Pero cuando estaba pastoreando, cuando estaba los tres meses ahí,
but when they were there for three months,
yo estaba peleando con Dios si me quedaba o no me quedaba.
He was talking with the Lord about going on with this or not.
Pero en ese tiempo yo le pedí a Dios que me hablara.
But the Lord spoke to him at that time.
Y Dios me habló.
And the Lord spoke to him about this and was touching him about this.
Y me habló de la siguiente manera. En un servicio yo quería que los hermanos cantaran.
And one service they were singing.
Y yo les pedí a los hermanos que cantaran y cantaran fuerte.
And he was trying to get the people to sing strongly.
Pero por más que yo les animaba para que ellos cantaran, ellos no querían cantar. No cantaban.
But they weren't singing.
Pero y entonces después del servicio,
and after the service,
yo les pregunté a los hermanos,
and he was asking the brothers,
¿por qué no cantan?
Why weren't you singing?
¿Por qué no alaban a Dios?
Why weren't you talking to the Lord?
Y ellos me dijeron que querían cantar a Dios. Ellos deseaban cantar a Dios.
They said we were singing to the Lord.
Pero había un problema.
But there's a problem.
El problema es que ellos no podían leer los himnarios.
But the problem was we didn't have any hymnals.
Entonces es cuando Dios me habló.
And so then the Lord spoke to him.
Yo vi una gran necesidad.
You're going to be in a great city.
Esa gente necesitaba del amor de Dios.
And the people there need the love of the Lord.
Y me quedé en ese lugar pastoreando por 7 años.
And so he went to this city for 7 years.
De la iglesia La Victoria.
The Baptist Victory Baptist Church.
Dios me ha permitido entrenar 23 hombres que están en el seminario, que están sirviendo a Dios a tiempo completo.
And their church sent 23 men to the seminary.
5 de ellos hoy día son pastores.
And 5 of those are pastors.
2 de las esposas de estos pastores también son de mi iglesia.
And 2 are wives of pastors.
Dios ha permitido que la iglesia tuviera 17 clases de escuela dominical.
And
17 clases de escuela.
And they have 18 Sunday school classes.
Hemos tenido centros de estudio por muchos lugares.
And it's a center of study for many places.
La iglesia La Victoria ha empezado 2 iglesias más.
Victory Baptist Church's church started some other churches.
Yo salí hace un año de la iglesia.
And he left that church 1 year ago.
Y el pastor que tomó mi lugar en la iglesia es mi discípulo.
And the pastor who now is pastoring there, who took over from him, was one of his disciples that he
taught. Él tiene 22 años y está casado.
He's 22 years old and married.
Y está llevando la iglesia a otro nivel.
And he's taken the church to completely to another level.
Les pido que oren por él y por el ministerio.
And it's a good ministry there.
No, que oren por él y
por
su ministerio.
Oh, pray for the ministry there.
Y también Dios me trajo a los Estados Unidos.
For his time to come to the United States.
Peleando. Yo no quería venir a los Estados Unidos. Yo tenía mucho miedo de venir acá.
It was a big battle for him to come to the United States because there's a lot of fear involved in them moving.
Y yo otra vez estaba peleando con Dios.
And other times he had really wrestled with the Lord.
En los Estados Unidos en el año 2000 había 32 millones de hispanos.
In the year 2000 there were 22 million Hispanics here.
En el año 2000. Mm-hmm. Este año hay 42 millones de hispanos.
And in this year they say there are 42 million Hispanics
por año están 2 millones de hispanos viniendo acá.
In 5 years it's grown so that you can see that there's about 2 million Hispanics coming. It's growing by that much each year.
Es la segunda población de los Estados Unidos.
It's the second largest population or minority in the United States.
Ha ganado ya es mayor que la raza negra.
And it's now grown larger than the black population.
Y hay muy pocas iglesias que los están alcanzando con el evangelio.
But there are very few churches that are reaching the Spanish-speaking people.
Estuve en Carolina del Norte con un pastor americano.
He's speaking about a pastor in the United States in North Carolina.
Y el pastor me dijo que cada culto venía un hispano a los servicios.
And he said they in each service of the Each service they have, there are Spanish-speaking people.
Me dijo que este hispano no sabía hablar muy bien el inglés y él quería hablarle del amor de Dios, pero no entendía.
There are a lot of them who love the Lord, but they just don't understand the messages that are given in English.
Y me dijo si yo podía testificarle, si yo podía hablarle del amor de Dios.
And he said, I really would like for them to know the love of the Lord.
Yo le dije, por supuesto, que para eso Dios me había traído.
And he said, I'm ready to do whatever is necessary.
Y fuimos a hablarle del amor de Dios.
Fuimos
a hablarle del amor de Dios.
We need to tell them about the love of the Lord.
Y ese día, este mexicano recibió a Cristo como su Salvador.
There was a Mexican who received the Lord as his Savior.
Mientras él estaba recibiendo al Señor Jesucristo, él estaba llorando.
And while he was praying to receive the Lord, he was crying.
Y también el pastor americano estaba llorando.
And the pastor, the American pastor, started crying.
Y él me dijo, gracias por venirle a hablar del amor de Dios.
And he said, thank you so much for telling me about the love of God.
Y es un privilegio para mí hacer este trabajo.
He said, it's a privilege for me to serve as a servant.
Yo le dije al pastor, Dios me ha traído acá para hacer el trabajo que usted no puede hacer porque usted no conoce el español.
And he said he wants to come to know the pastor. El pastor.
Sí, yo le dije al pastor que Dios me había traído a los Estados Unidos para hacer el trabajo que él no podía hacer.
The pastor said, I hope that you can come to the United States so that you can help with the Spanish ministries.
Por el ministerio hispano. Les pido que oren por nosotros.
For us.
Que oren por nosotros.
Uh-huh.
Y por la...
Pray for Ronald and his family.
Por los documentos de mi familia.
Especially for the papers that are necessary for him to come, the visas.
Para poder venir lo más antes posible.
Because he wants to come as soon as possible.
Y empezar el ministerio hispano rápidamente.
And begin a Spanish ministry as quickly as possible.
Yo entiendo que cada día que pasa son miles de almas que se van al infierno.
He knows that every day that passes there are millions of souls that are lost and go into eternity.
Quiero venir lo más antes posible y empezar el ministerio que Dios nos ha dado.
And I want to start a ministry for the Spanish as soon as I can.
Gracias, hermano.
Thank you very much. Okay, we need another song here, Darlene. Are you ready for this? Number 194, Let's Stand Together. We're going to sing two verses of 194. Número 194, 194 en su himnario. 194, Rescue the Perishing. We'll sing the first and last verse, and then Brother Sam's going to come for singing. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. On the last, rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Thank you, may be seated.
Okay, our scripture reading tonight is taken from the Gospel of John. John 17, we'll be reading responsively verses 1 through 8 of John chapter 17.
El libro de Juan, capítulo 17, versículo 1 a 8.
Okay, good. John chapter 17, beginning with verse 1 down through verse 8. Shall we stand together for the reading of God's word?
Pon de pie, por favor, para leer la palabra de Dios.
These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest me them, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all the things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and thou hast known surely that I came out of thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Let's bow in prayer. Father, again tonight, we thank you for this, again, this privilege is ours. I pray, Lord, tonight that you will continue to do the work which you have begun this week already through thy servant as he's brought us these powerful messages. Lord, again tonight, I pray that you increase our vision, Lord, for the world, and that you'll increase our burden for knowing you better and loving you. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to invite a couple of our young men who are very hard workers in our church to come, and they're going to sing a song for us tonight that's along the theme of our missions conference about sowing. You know, it's so very important to have the Word of God, so very important that it's sown throughout the world. The Bible says the field is the world. And so you listen to the music of this song that they're singing tonight about sowing.
Buenas noches, hermanos.
Good evening, brothers.
Es un privilegio estar aquí con ustedes por primera vez.
It's a privilege for us to stand before you for the first time like this.
Mi nombre es Salomón Gómez.
My name is Solomon Gomez.
Y me acompaña hermano Walter. Creo que él sí lo conocen.
And my friend is Walter.
Vamos a cantar un himno.
We want to sing a hymn.
Número 282.
Number 282, not in your songbooks.
Sembraré la simiente preciosa.
Sow the precious seed is the name of the song.
Sembraré la simiente preciosa del glorioso evangelio de amor. Sembraré, sembraré mientras viva. Dejaré el resultado al Señor. Sembraré, sembraré, mientras viva simiente de amor. Segaré, segaré, al hallarme en la casa de Dios. Sembraré en corazones sensibles la doctrina del Dios de perdón. Sembraré, sembraré mientras viva. Dejaré el resultado al Señor. Sembraré, sembraré. Mientras viva simiente de amor, segaré, segaré, al hallarme en la casa de Dios. Sembraré en corazones de mármol la bendita palabra de Dios. Sembraré, sembraré mientras viva. dejar el resultado al Señor. Sembraré, sembraré, mientras viva simiente de amor. Segaré, segaré, al hallarme en la casa de Dios.
Amén.
Thank you.
Gracias.
If you would let me take your Bibles and back, go back to John chapter 17 and verse 8.
Miren sus Biblias otra vez en Juan capítulo 17, versículo 8.
I want to preach on, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me.
Yo quiero predicar que en el tema, yo ha dado las palabras que Dios ha dado a mí.
Jesus said, I want to give them the words that's been given to me by the Father.
Cristo dijo, yo quiero dar las palabras dado por el Padre.
Do you remember the first Bible you owned that was your very own?
¿Tú recuerdas el primer Biblia que fue dado usted, que fue su propio?
I had my first Bible in 1947.
Yo tuve mi primera Biblia en el año 47.
My brother and I, we rode a Sunday school bus to a church.
Mi hermano y yo tuvo transporte en un bus a escuela dominical.
And we realized everybody in the class with us had a Bible.
Y realizado que todos en esta clase tuvo un Biblia, pero no nosotros.
We went into the church office to get us two Bibles.
Entrado la oficina de la iglesia para obtener dos Biblias.
The secretary said, "What kind of Bibles do you want?"
La secretaria dijo, ¿qué tipo de Biblia tú quieres?
We had no idea there's a selection.
No tuvo una idea fue posible para elegir.
The boy, one little boy in our class had one with a zipper around it.
Uno de las muchachos tuvo uno con una cosa para cerrar.
So we said, it's all the same to you, we'll take a zipper edition.
Dijo nosotros queremos uno con un aparato para cerrar.
Now don't worry about him.
No ser preocupado sobre
él. I've been interrupted all over this world.
Yo tuvo interrupciones en todo el mundo.
Top that, I'm married.
Porque él es cansado. Casado.
So anyway, I don't know how that fits in. I want to tell you what FBI, First Bible International, is all about.
Yo quiero explicar mi ministerio llamado FBI.
32 years ago, I founded a ministry.
32 años atrás, fundado un ministerio.
At the First Baptist Church in Milford, where I pastored.
En la Iglesia Bautista Primero in Ohio.
It was called Bearing Precious Seed.
Llamado Llevando la Semiente Precioso.
And we printed, when I left, probably 60 million copies.
Y más que 60 millones copias de la Biblia.
Of whole Bibles, New Testaments, or Scripture portions.
Todas las Biblias, Nuevo Testamentos, y porciones de las Escrituras.
And they're still doing wonderfully well.
Y grupo es todavía bueno.
We started that ministry because we realized
comenzado este ministerio porque realizado
that it was the church's responsibility to print the Bible for the world.
Que es la responsabilidad de la iglesia para dar la Biblia al mundo.
And we wanted to get Bible printing back under the authority of the local church.
Y fue nuestro deseo para poner impresando las Biblias bajo la autoridad de la iglesia.
And God allowed that to happen.
Y Dios permite.
Now many churches print the Bible.
Y ahora muchas iglesias tienen un ministerio.
Which is where it should be printed. Amen.
Y la Biblia es necesaria para impresar en las iglesias.
That was 32 years ago.
32 años atrás.
And then several years ago, I also realized
y algunos años atrás realizado también
that there was many languages that didn't have the Bible.
Que fue muchos idiomas no tuvo en Biblia.
And I didn't see any fundamentalists doing about that.
Y ninguna de las fundamentales fue ayudando en esta.
And I knew the world wasn't supposed to.
Y el mundo no tiene esta responsabilidad.
So through a process of events.
Y entré un proceso de eventos.
I resigned my church of 35 years.
Yo retiro de mi iglesia después 35 años.
Because I wanted to spend the rest of my life getting the Bible to those that don't have it.
Porque yo quiero pasar el resto de mi vida en este ministerio.
There has been 6.5 billion Bibles printed since Gutenberg invented the press.
Ha sido 6.5 millones Biblias impresado desde el principio de impresando.
And 85% of that
85% de esta
has been printed in the English language.
Fue impresado en la idioma de inglés.
Which only comprises 9% of the language groups.
Pero este es solamente 9% de los grupos.
You know why 85% of the Bibles in the world being printed is printed for the English speaking world?
¿Por qué 85% de las Biblias son impresadas para las inglés?
Because Bible printing has become a business.
Porque impresando las Biblias
Therefore,
es un buen
you must
negocio.
Print where the market is.
Pues es necesario impresar donde hay mercado para
And
las
the
Biblias.
English speaking world has the highest standard of living.
Y el mundo inglés tiene un buen estandarte de
And we
vida.
Have the most money.
Y tenemos más dinero.
Therefore, there's over 200 versions of the Bible in English.
Pues, hay 200 versiones de la Biblia en inglés.
And yet 6,000 languages do not have even one verse.
Pero 6,000 idiomas en el mundo no tiene un versículo de la Biblia.
I don't think that pleases God.
Esto no es bueno a Dios.
And I think it's our job as churches to provide God's word for all the world.
Es nuestra responsabilidad como iglesias dar la Biblia al mundo.
So when I was 59 years old,
entonces cuando yo fui 59 años, retiro de mi iglesia,
and started First Bible International.
Y fundado este ministerio.
First Bible International has threefold goal.
Tenemos tres metas.
Number one.
Número uno.
Is to publish scriptures.
Impresar las escrituras.
We publish scriptures for one of three reasons for a language.
Queremos poner las escrituras para tres cosas.
One, if they don't have it in their language.
Uno, si no hay Biblia en su idioma.
Two, if they have it but it's not being printed.
Dos, si ellos tienen, pero no es impresado.
Or three, if they have it, but it's in great doctrinal error.
Tres, muchas de las Biblias tienen gran errores.
We're trying to get the Word of God in all of its truth to all the world.
Queremos dar la palabra de Dios en toda su verdad a todo el mundo.
Not only do we print the Scriptures,
no solamente impresando las escrituras.
Our second goal is to train nationals.
Segundo meta es para entrenar nacionales.
Because we believe
porque creemos
that it takes a national
que toma un nacional
trained
entrenado
to evangelize his country.
Para evangelizar su país.
History proves
historia, la prueba de
that
historia,
a foreigner or an alien has never evangelized another nation.
Que un extranjero no ha evangelizado una nación.
We can go in and build a church in that nation.
Es posible para entrar y construir una iglesia.
But it takes the national being trained.
Pero necesita las nacionales entrenadas.
If he's going to plant churches in his nation.
Si hay muchas iglesias
plantadas. The third thing he has to have.
El número tres.
He has to have the Word of God in his mother tongue.
La gente necesita la palabra de Dios en la lengua de sus patria, de sus madres.
You know, when I started bearing Precious Seed, I thought the goal of Bible printing was Bible printing. That makes sense.
En el principio, yo pienso que la meta fue impresando las Biblias.
But the goal of Bible printing is not Bible printing.
Pero la meta de impresando Biblias no es impresando Biblias.
The goal of Bible printing is church planting.
La meta de impresando Biblias es plantando iglesias.
So it takes the Bible published.
Toma la Biblia impresado.
A trained national.
Un nacional entrenado.
To plant churches.
Para plantar
to
iglesias.
To evangelize a nation.
Para evangelizar una nación.
So that's our threefold burden.
Esta es nuestra carga.
I also learned this about the world.
Yo también aprendido esta sobre el mundo.
I learned the Bible definition of the word nation.
La definición Biblia de nación.
It might not sound important to you.
No, posible no es importa a usted.
But the word nation in the Bible doesn't mean what we mean when we speak of a nation.
La palabra nación en la Biblia no significa el mismo como...
We mean a geographical, political entity.
Somos pensando de las fronteras de un país.
That has borders.
Que tiene fronteras.
Geographical location.
Y un lugar.
Political system.
Un sistema de gobierno.
Maybe a standing army.
Militia.
There are about 250 of those kind of nations on earth.
Hay 250 de este tipo de naciones en el mundo.
But the Bible word for nation isn't that.
Pero la palabra de la Biblia no es esta.
The Bible word for nation means
la Biblia usa esta
a group of people,
un grupo de gente,
through which information can spread
entre lugar para información alcanzar
unhindered.
Sin impedimento.
When you have an obstacle for that information, you have a new nation starting.
Porque cuando hay problema con alcanzando, es tiempo para comenzar una otra nación.
We call them people groups.
Es llamado grupos de gente.
There are 24,000 people groups on earth.
Hay 24,000 grupos de gente en el mundo.
Of that 24,000,
de este grupo,
12,000 have received the gospel.
12,000 ha recibido el evangelio.
12,000 have not as yet received the gospel.
Pero hay un otro 12,000 que no ha recibido.
But Jesus had gone to all the world and preached the gospel.
Pero Jesucristo dijo, id a todo el mundo.
He said to go to every nation.
A todas las naciones.
And what he meant was every people group.
A todos los grupos de gente.
So he wants worship by some from every nation.
Y él quiere algunos en todas las naciones adorar.
Every people group.
En cada grupo de gente.
You might say, well, Brother King, that's a lot of people.
Hermano King, esto es mucha gente.
12,000 people groups.
12,000 grupos.
I agree with you.
Sí, acuerdo.
But I have good news for you.
Pero yo tengo buenas noticias.
In America alone,
en Estados Unidos,
there are 12,000 fundamental independent Baptist churches like this one.
Hay 12,000 iglesias bautistas fundamental como esta.
If we would develop a strategy,
si es posible para desarrollar una estrategia,
where every fundamental church would adopt one people group,
y si cada iglesia adoptar un grupo de gente,
not counting the other Baptist church in the rest of the world,
no contando el otro iglesias en el mundo,
America alone can evangelize the rest of the world in one generation.
Es posible para Estados Unidos solo evangelizar el mundo.
See, the problem is,
la problema es,
we don't have a strategy.
No tenemos estrategia.
And we don't have a burden.
No tenemos una carga.
And we don't have a vision.
No tenemos una visión.
Can I tell you this?
Yo quiero decir
esto. The Bible
esto.
Says without a vision the people perish.
La Biblia dice sin visión.
And he didn't
la gente
perish. He didn't mean a dream you had last night because of what you ate.
No hablando sobre un sueño porque de su comida anoche.
What he meant was a responsibility created by the Word of God.
Significa su responsabilidad creado por la palabra de Dios.
We need a vision from the Bible about world evangelism.
Necesitamos una visión de la Biblia sobre evangelismo.
When you get a vision,
cuando tenemos una visión,
you'll end up having a burden.
Tenemos una carga.
You know, after you have a vision, a burden, what comes?
Después una visión y carga
is a commitment.
Después es una responsabilidad.
After a commitment.
Después este
commitment.
Okay.
That's more than one syllable, right?
Okay.
After we have a vision.
Después esta visión.
Guess what we develop?
Que
a strategy.
Es desarrollado.
A strategy.
Estrategia.
Guess what a strategy produces?
Que estrategia produce?
Realization of vision.
Realización de visión.
See, folks, I believe it can be done.
Yo creo es posible para
Would
hacer.
He tell us to do it?
El Señor no dice hacer.
Hold us responsible for not doing it.
Y dice somos responsables.
Unless it could be done.
Si no es posible.
So I learned what a nation was. Secondly.
Yo aprendo una nación y segundo.
I learned that he meant we're to bring closure to the Great Commission.
Es necesario para nosotros terminar la comisión.
How much of the world does he want to evangelize? No.
¿Cuánto es el parte del mundo él quiere evangelizar?
How much doesn't he want evangelized?
No. Como él no quiere evangelizar.
Does he want your people group evangelized?
Aren't you glad? Él quiere su grupo de gente evangelizado.
I read someplace he loves the world.
Yo he leído en un lugar que Dios te ama el mundo.
I read we're all made in his image.
Y todos son en su imagen.
I read the sins of the world were put on Christ.
Todos los pecados del mundo son sobre Cristo.
I suggest to you, he wants all the world evangelized.
Yo creo él quiere todo el mundo evangelizado.
He wants us to bring the Great Commission to closure.
Él quiere nosotros terminar.
What does that mean, preacher?
¿Qué significa eso?
That means let's finish.
Necesita terminar.
We've been 2,000 years.
Ha sido 2,000 años.
Half of it still doesn't have the gospel.
Solamente medio no tiene.
We have the technology.
Tenemos tecnología.
We have presses.
Tenemos posibilidad de presar.
We have travel.
Tenemos oportunidad para
viajar. We have technology.
Tecnología.
We do not well sitting here.
Y no es bueno para nosotros.
While the world goes to
quedar
hell.
Aquí. Cuando el mundo está en el destino al infierno, necesitamos terminar.
How can we do that?
¿Cómo?
By believing we can do that.
Necesita creer.
I used to box.
En el pasado fui peleando.
When I was 16 years old and some pounds lighter, amen.
Cuando él fue 16 años.
I boxed in the Golden Gloves.
Él fue peleando en
Ohio.
In Ohio.
And had some degree of success.
Y fue exitoso.
But you know the thing about boxing that nobody ever thinks about?
Pero la cosa sobre peleando.
Nobody knows the score.
Ninguna conoce quién es ganando.
You play basketball, you can look at the score.
In basketball, es posible para conocer
football.
Quién es ganando.
Any sport you name,
in
the
football.
Participant knows the score.
Y otros, los participantes conoce.
Isn't it strange in boxing?
Pero en peleando.
The boxers don't know the score.
Las personas peleando no
the spectators
no
don't know
quién
the
es
score.
Ganando. Y las personas mirando no,
four
no,
guys
no
sitting there by a bell, they know the score.
Pero hay cuatro hombres
nobody
cerca
else knows
bocina.
What's going on.
Y ninguna de las otras conoce.
Don't get mad at me now.
No quiere usted enojado.
But we're like boxers.
Somos como
most of us Baptists don't know the score.
Y muchas de las bautistas
we don't
no
know
conocen.
Who's winning.
¿Quién es ganando?
We don't care how it comes out.
Y no importa a nosotros.
We don't know what's happening.
Y no sé qué pasa.
Part of my burden is to make you aware.
Y parte de mi carga es para usted
of
conocer
the need. Of the need.
De la necesidad.
So the Spirit of God can convict your heart.
Porque yo quiero el Espíritu Santo
so you can
convencer
get a
su corazón. Dar usted un
make a commitment.
Carga. Y dar, entregar su
develop
vida,
a strategy.
Y desarrollar una estrategia.
And then
y entonces,
realize
realizar
the vision.
La visión.
May I give you this and I'll quit.
Yo quiero dar esta.
The third thing I realize is what the word glory means.
Número tres, realizado la palabra gloria.
Why should we evangelize the world?
¿Por qué evangelizar el mundo?
Because God wants glorified.
Porque Dios quiere glorificación.
By some.
Por algunos.
From every nation, kindred,
de todas
tribe,
las naciones.
Can you imagine?
Imagine.
People in heaven of all colors and all cultures.
En los cielos, de todos los colores.
Praising God
de
forever.
De las raíces, alabando. Al Señor.
Just to be able to get one there for His glory,
para enviar uno para su gloria,
would be worth a life.
Es valor de toda su vida.
When I get to heaven,
cuando yo estoy en el cielo,
to the judgment seat of Christ,
en el juicio de Cristo,
I hope,
yo espero,
that Jesus,
que Jesús,
can point to some from every nation, kindred, tribe, and tongue.
Que puede ser. A todos de todas las naciones,
and,
tribus,
and say,
y idiomas, y dice,
Charles, you had a part.
Tu tuvo un parte.
You know why?
¿Por qué?
Because I've given them the word.
Porque yo ha dado la palabra.
That thou gavest to me.
Que fue dado a nosotros.
Let's bow our heads, please.
Oremos.
Our Father,
Padre,
the Bible has never been put where a man didn't put it.
La Biblia. No es donde no hombre.
The gospel's never been put where a man didn't take it.
El evangelio no es donde no hombre fue predicando.
Now, Lord, this is a great church.
Y entonces, Señor,
some need to go.
Es una gran iglesia. Algunos necesitan ir.
All need to pray.
Todos necesitan orar.
And we all need to give.
Y todos necesitan dar.
And Lord, this week,
en esta semana,
may there be a new awareness in this church.
Necesito una nueva visión en esta
about
iglesia.
Those in the people groups of our world that need the gospel for God's sake.
Sobre la gente en todos los grupos que necesita el evangelio.
May they accept a strategy in Jesus' name.
Permite ellos acepta el estrategia en el nombre de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand, please. Amen. Brother Ron, you take it.
Todo de pie, por favor. Pero un tiempo de invitation, please stand for a time.